Inside Out and Back Again, reading assignment number 3, pages 22 to 41. Unknown Father. I don't know any more about Father than the small things Mother let slip. He loves stewed eels, pâté chaud pastries, and of course his children, so much that he grew teary watching us sleep. He hated the afternoon sun, the color brown, and cold rice. Brother Quang remembers Father often said, "Tuyet suit," the Vietnamese way to pronounce the French phrase, "tout de suite," meaning right way. Mother would laugh when Father followed her around the kitchen, repeating, "I'm starved for stewed eel. Tuyet suit, tuyet suit." Sometimes I whisper "tuyet suit" to myself to pretend I know him. I would never say "tuyet suit" in front of Mother. None of us would want to make her sadder than she already is. Every day. TV News. Brother Quang races home from class, throws down his bicycle exhausted, no longer able to afford gasoline for his moped. "Unbelievable!" he screams and turns on the TV. A pilot for South Vietnam bombed the presidential palace downtown that afternoon. Afterward, the pilot flew north and received a medal. The news says the pilot has been a spy for the communists for years. The communists capture Father. So why would any pilot choose their side? Brother Quang says, "One cannot justify war unless each side flaunts its own blind conviction." Since starting college, he shows off even more with tangled words. I start to say so, but Mother pats my hand, her signal for me to calm down. April 8th. Birthday. I, the youngest, get to celebrate my actual birthday even though I turned a year older like everyone else at Tet. I, the only daughter, usually get roasted chicken, dried bamboo soup, and all-I-can-eat pudding. This year, Mother manages only banana tapioca and my favorite black sesame candy. She makes up for it by allowing one wish. I dye my mouth sugary black and insist on stories. It's not that easy to persuade Mother to tell of her girlhood in the north, where her grandmother's land stretched farther than doves could fly, where looking pretty and writing poetry were her only duties. She was promised to Father at 5. They married at 16, earlier than expected. Everyone's future changed upon learning the name Ho Chi Minh. Change meant land was taken away, houses now belonged to the state, servants gained power as fighters. The country divided in half. Mother and Father came south, convinced it would be easier to breathe away from communism. Her father was to follow, but he was waiting for his son, who was waiting for his wife, who was waiting to deliver a child in its last week in her belly. The same week, North and South closed their doors. No more migration. No more letters, no more family. At this point, Mother closes her eyes, eyes that resemble no one else's, sunken and deep like Westerners, yet almond-shaped like ours. I always wish for her eyes, but Mother says no. Eyes like hers can't help but carry sadness. Even as a child, her parents were alarmed by the weight in her eyes. I want to hear more, but nothing. Not even my pouts can make Mother open her eyes and tell more. April 10th. Birthday wishes. Wishes I keep to myself. Wish I could do what boys do and let the sun darken my skin and scars grid my knees. Wish I could let my hair grow, but Mother says the shorter the better to beat Saigon's heat and lice. Wish I could lose my chubby cheeks. Wish I could stay calm no matter what my brothers say. Wish Mother would stop chiding me to stay calm, which makes it worse. Wish I had a sister to jump rope with and sew doll clothes and hug for warmth in the middle of the night. Wish Father would come home so I can stop daydreaming that he will appear in my classroom in a white navy uniform and extend his hand toward me for all my classmates to see. Mostly I wish Father would appear in our doorway and make Mother's lips curl upward, lifting them from a permanent frown of worries. April 10th, night. A day downtown. Every spring, President Thieu holds a long, long, long ceremony to comfort war wives. Mother and I go because after President Thieu's talk of winning the war, of democracy, of our father's bravery, each family gets 5 kilos of sugar, 10 kilos of rice, and a small jug of vegetable oil. Inside the cyclone, Mother crosses her legs so I can fit beside her. The breeze still cool. We bounce across the bridge, shaped like a crescent moon, where I'm not to go by myself. Mother smells of lavender and warmth. She's so beautiful, even if her cheeks are too hollow, her mouth too dark with worries. Despite warnings, I still want her sunken eyes. Before I see it, I hear downtown, thick with beeps, shouts, police whistles. Everywhere, mopeds and bicycles race down the wide road, moving out of the way only when a truck honks and mows straight down the middle of the lane. We get out in front of an open market. We push our way to a Ban Quan stand. I love watching the spread of rice flour on cloth, stretched over a steaming pot. Like magic, a crepe forms to be filled with shrimp and eaten with cucumber and bean sprouts. It tastes even better than it looks. While my mouth is full, the noises of the market silence themselves, letting me and my Ban Quan float. We squeeze ourselves out of the market toward the presidential palace. We stand in line. For even longer, we sit on hot metal benches facing the podium. My white cotton hat and mother's flowery umbrella are nothing against the afternoon sun, shooting rays into my short, short hair. I'm dizzy and thirsty. The fish sauce in the Ban Quan was very salty. Mother gives me a tamarind candy. I have never been so thrilled to drink my saliva. Finally, President Thieu appears, tan and sweaty. We know you have suffered. I thank you. Your country thanks you. Then he cries actual tears, unwiped, facing the cameras. Mother clicks her tongue. Tears of an ugly fish. I know that to mean fake tears of a crocodile. April 12th. Twisting. Mother measures rice grains left in the bin. Not enough to last till payday at the end of the month. Her brows twist like laundry being wrung dry. Yam and maniac taste lovely blended with rice, she says, and smiles as if I don't know how the poor fill their children's bellies. April 13th. Close too soon. A siren screams over Michigan's voice in the middle of a lesson on smiley and bald President Ford. We all know it's bad news. School's now closed. Everyone must go home a month too soon. I'm mad and pinch the girl who shares my desk. Trom is half my size. So skinny and nervous. Our mothers are friends. She will tell on me. She always tells on me. Mother will again scold me to be gentle. I need time to finish this riddle. A man usually rides his bike 9 kilometers per hour, yet the wind slows him to 6.76 kilometers for 26 minutes and 5.55 kilometers for 10. How long until he gets home 11.54 kilometers away? The first to solve it gets the sweet potato plant sprouting at the window. I want to plant it beside my papaya tree where vines can climb and shade ripening fruit. Again I pinch Tram, knowing the plant will be awarded today to the teacher's pet, who is always skinny and nervous, and never me. April 14th.